Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, which says, any of us, as well as every one of us, not forgetting any of us adult humans, God's image, God's duplicate, God Almighty's version on earth. Every one of us adult humans can do absolutely nothing against the truth. But everything we've done, we're doing, and we're going to do in our existence is going to be for the truth. Why is it so? This is so because truth is the most powerful result determining entity in existence. Any result any of us have gotten, we are getting, and we're going to get in our existence. Once it's not based on the truth, no matter how mega, how big, how enjoyable those results are, they will fail sooner than later. They will lead to disappointment. They will lead to disaster. They will lead to calamity. But any result, no matter how small, no matter how unpopular, that any of us has enjoyed, we're enjoying and we enjoy, but it's based on the truth, it will last forever. It will lead and end up in goodness and mercy and joy everlasting. This is what Christ means by everlasting life. This is what God means by everlasting life. This is what the scriptures mean by eternal life. It is aggregate and any result, any of us we have based on the truth at any time too. And what is this truth? Well, that is God's will, God's word. But specifically, it's richer than that. Truth is any principle, any law, any formula that is already in existence, already designed to make any and every area of our life, any situation, anything in our life, to function the way it is designed to function. That is what truth is. That's why no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you enjoyed or you are going to enjoy, there's a truth, there's a principle, there's a formula, there's a law that is already in existence to make that area of life, that your personality, to work to be what is designed to be. That's what truth is. And you now know why truth is the most powerful. That's why none of us can do anything against the truth. The illusion, myth, the deception many of us have is this illusion of a counterpart, a complement entity, which we all get from God Almighty and Maker, which is designed to make truth to work for us, which precedes any and every form of truth in our lives. This entity, this force, is your faith as an adult human being. And when I talk about faith, it's beyond system of belief. It's beyond religion. It is anything and everything you see, say, do, cherish, believe, go after freely and willingly. That is what your faith is. Even though this faith, we have it as adult human beings, that's actually what makes us almighty in our own sphere, in our own space of influence. That is why once you are an adult human being, it's not the prayer of your pastor or your parents or your siblings or your seniors that is working for you. It's your faith or no faith in the truth or non-truth. It's those things you are doing, you've done, and you are going to do freely and willingly that is working for you, once it's the truth, or against you, once it's not the truth. It's this faith which you walk with and for the truth that many of us is allowing to walk against the truth in our life. Because there's some things in our life, like peace of mind. Anything and any area you have peace of mind is not because it's the truth. It's because you have faith in it. That's why there are people today in wrong relationship. They are being destroyed every day. They are being set back every day. A relationship, they are wasting their time. They are wasting their resources. They and they will waste their life. But they're comfortable with it. They are peaceful with it. And that is why they're in that error, in that trap of self-delusion, that this is the truth, this is the will of God. No. Anything that doesn't go with nature, anything that doesn't go with life, no matter how much you enjoy and you're comfortable with it, is not the truth. Because no truth will work for you until you embrace it freely and willingly. Doesn't that mean anything and everything you embrace freely and willingly is the truth? I repeat that, people of God. Because no truth, no matter how powerful that right thing that you are meant to see, say, or do, none of them will work for you unless you do it, you see it, you say it freely and willingly, which is by faith. Doesn't that mean that anything and everything you see, say, or do freely and willingly is the truth? That's the trap. That's the error many of us are in. God is calling us today to begin to make a U-turn, to begin to realize that as an adult human being, the power of the Almighty that works in you, that will make everything, including God's will, other people's will for you, angels' will, and in turn, demons' will to work for you or against you is your faith. But come out of that deception that once is faith, it must be the truth. No, the reverse is not always true. It's this truth that will not work for you without your faith. But it's not everything you have faith in that is the truth. And specifically, let's use the celebration of today. Like I always tell us, it is not when, where, how of truth that are the most important. The most important, whenever it comes to any truth, is the what. Next to that is the why. And the least important, it is who. But when, how, where. That's how many of us, we've missed it about why we're here. Because everybody is celebrating birthday when they arrived. And if you look at the scriptures, all the birthday celebrations end up in disaster. That's why Christ never celebrated his birthday. Yet religion has been made out of it to celebrate. And when you look at the scripture, there's no way Christ can be born in December. But whether it's between March and April, the right time, celebrating of it is literally unimportant. Just like celebrating of your own birthday. You see some people creating doctrines about how you were born and precious life has been lost because one pastor told you that it is not God's will for you to arrive as a CS or for you to give back to your children through CS. How you arrive, how of anything, don't matter. Just like when, the same thing is where. That's how you see people give their children names just because they were born on the road, they were born in the house, they are born this. And you see some people telling you lies that the problem you have is because of where you were born. All these are lies. That's why you have people who didn't know their birthday, who were abandoned at birth, who didn't know how they got to the orphanage as a baby. No record. They grew up to be presidents of their country, leaders of their world. They've left their footprint because how, where, and when don't matter. What matters the most is what. So today too, what is being celebrated today? The resurrection of Christ. And let me tell you, that is what should matter to every one of us. Not how, not where, and not when. But the what, followed by the why. Even the who, that is Christ resurrecting, is least important. But the most important is the what, followed by the why.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
So what is the resurrection of Christ about? The key word is the word resurrection. Many people don't understand what resurrection is. They think resurrection means being raised from the dead. It's deeper than that. Resurrection is transformation. Resurrection is quickening. In John's Gospel chapter 11 verse 25, Christ, when he was in the flesh, said a statement. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. So that means that being alive is different from resurrection. First of all, let's talk about what it means to be alive. Many of us will mix existence with life. They are two different things. Life is part of existence because there are two forms of existence. When you are existing, you are either alive or dead. Because people who have crossed over our loved ones are no more alive in this natural world and no more existing. That's why we tend to mix life with existence. Objects, man-made objects, they are all dead, but they are useful. They're in existence, but they're dead. That is how it is. You can be in existence and be dead. What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be dead? Anytime you are not fulfilling your purpose of existence, no matter how useful you are dead. That's why let me tell you this, sisters. As great as you are, as sisters, when you believe this lie that you need a man, that you came to this world to serve a man, like Christ told Eve after the fall. In the Garden, go and read your Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. God told Eve, he said, whenever you woman chooses to become a slave to a man in the name of marriage, you've put yourself under a curse. That is death. All that you call curses of the law, they are one expression of death or the other. In fact, sickness, go and check the definition, an anomaly. It's a form of death. Poverty, lack, fear, it's a form of death. But sick people are existing. Poor people are existing. But because you exist, it doesn't mean you are alive. A lot of people have money, but the money cannot meet their needs. That's financial debt. A lot of people are married, but they are maritally dead because the marriage is not fulfilling the purpose by which marriage was created. Marriage primarily is created for men, not for you sisters. And even you, the man, if that marriage is not fulfilling its purpose, even though you married, your marriage is in existence, but it's dead. Now that we understand what is life, what is now resurrection. Like I said earlier, that existence is in two forms. You're either alive or dead. But let me tell you this. Even though death is negative, it's wrong, it's not God's will, death is life's big brother. Being alive in existence is like the existence is like the parent. But the older brother is death. The younger sister is life. What does that mean practically? Death is greater than life. How is that so? Whatever is going to die must be alive first. What is not alive in existence cannot die. That is why before you experience poverty, you have provision before. Before you experience sickness, you had health before. Before you experience fear, you had confidence before. Before you experience betrayal, you had trust before. So where does resurrection come in? And go and check the Bible words. Even though English mix them together, which is why a lot of times, as you look at the original words used in the scripture, you will think the scripture is a book of confusion. Two different words was translated, being raised from the dead and resurrection. Christ was not raised from the dead. Christ resurrected. What does that mean? Resurrection is you coming from its state of death back to life, never to die again. I repeat, resurrection is you coming back from death back to life, but this time around, never to die again. That's the difference. Like, for example, Christ's best friend on earth, Lazarus. Christ raised him from the dead, but Lazarus still died later. Christ raised people from the dead, but they still died later. They didn't resurrect. But in resurrection, you don't die again. If you are to resurrect from physical death, you won't die again. So when we're talking about resurrection, we're talking about that state that you're experiencing death, whether poverty, whether sickness, whether fear, whether calamity, any form of negativity, you coming back to the initial positivity. You've lost your sense of purpose. You're not fulfilling the reason why you are here as a man, as a woman, saved or unsaved. You're not fulfilling your purpose as the engineer that you are, the flock that you are, the handmaid that you are, the pastor that you are, the leader that you are supposed to be. That is death. But you coming back to doing the right thing, never to go back again. That is what resurrection is. Why do we all need to resurrect? Because that is God's prescribed purpose for us. That is why Christ came. That is what the scripture says. All of us, courtesy of Adam, courtesy of the corrupt human nature. Once you are an adult, there is no way you won't die. There's no way you won't make mistakes. But in Christ, you the adult, when you have faith in Christ, and you believe that Christ died and resurrected so that you don't need to die in that state of death. Even if you have tasted that, you can come back. That's why in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 24, Christ put it this way. He said, a seed, the farmer plants, will not be productive until it dies. Don't look at your failure from today onwards as the end of the road. Is death quite all right? But you can resurrect. You should resurrect. That's why Christ resurrected on a day like today. Get your productivity back. Get back on your knees. That's the purpose of today. Christ resurrected. So can you. So should you. And you can do it because you are an adult human being. You can do it because you have faith that Christ did it on your behalf. You too can do it by that example. Start living a productive life, a transformed life, a resurrected life from today onwards. Stay blessed, people of God, and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.